There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Time for another edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an admonishment for you. I think I'm going to start starting these hours before we get to our guest with a thought, something that will stir you on. I saw this over the weekend and I just loved it. So I'm going to pass it on to you, something called Promise Yourself. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something inside them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. To think only of the best. To work only for the best and expect only the best. The best to be enthusiastic about the success of other people as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature that you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of others that you have no time to criticize them. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Words written by Christian Larson. You can probably Google this. I found this from in a document that was sent to me, but you probably can just Google Promise Yourself and come up with that. And so I have promised you to make sure that in these hours of conversation that you will find out things that you never knew from people that you may never have heard of. I've never heard of Blair the Love Guru before, but I'm sure that after we're done talking to her, she may have even found a new client in me. And maybe a new client in you. This is something that is oh so personal and yet gets handled. People put themselves out on sites and they, you know, they're all out and embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing anyway, embarrassing themselves with stuff. So let's find out how Blair works. Blair is the Love Guru. Her website is loveguru.net. She is a spiritual teacher, intuitive heart healer. That's important for dealing with love. Psychic medium, dating and relationship expert, marriage and family therapist. Man, you're all set, Blair. We're making a beeline for your place right now.
That's great. Come on down. Happy to help.
So how did you get into all of this? You work with a lot of high-powered people, executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities who've had success in their careers, but their love life is a mess. And I'll put my hand up right now. Hello. That's me.
Very common. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, we're told to focus on our career. I mean, this doesn't happen for everybody, but, you know, again, the ones that I work with, very motivated and very determined. And then we wake up one day and we realize, hey, our love life is not so great.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're ready to work on it, that's when they come to me.
How's your love life?
Oh, you want to talk about personal stuff. You see, everybody always wants to talk about my personal love life. It's very
No, funny. Well, I just want, you know why? Because in this circumstance, I think, and I know we wouldn't have you here had the folks that helped me put this program together not checked you out. But mm-hmm. I want to know if, for example, if I'm going to go to an investment firm, I want to know the person who's going to handle my account is a millionaire, gajillionaire, has made so much money on his or her own that I know my money is safely entrusted to them. And if I'm going to go to somebody to help me with my love life, I want to know theirs is good. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, it's a great question. So I'll tell you, the place where I used to be was very much frustrated, struggling, annoyed with my love life, didn't know what to do. And I had that experience when I was single, and also I was briefly married. So I had it, you know, in both arenas. And the place where I'm now is that I learned how to tap into the universe, how to tap into my inner power. I've gained a lot of wisdom over the years. And now whatever the spirit or the universe or God, I use all those words interchangeably, whatever my life path brings me, I know how to handle with grace and ease. So that's how I'd like to answer that question. Because I think a lot of times people like to know, well, you know, are you married? Are you this? Are you that? And those things are important, but I look at it more as far as the mindset and do you know how to take care of it? Because unfortunately in our life, in our world now, people will go, well, fortunately or unfortunately, people will go from being single to being married, to being single again, to being married again. And if you know how to navigate those waters, I think that you're golden without being bitter about it, you know?
So it's interesting you say, it sounds like one extreme or the other is what people go through. It immediately becomes when you find yourself attracted to someone. And I will admit to having, I was married when I was very young. I got divorced when I was very young. I have never been married again. I don't really feel, although I've been with a couple of women that I would have married, that I would like to have married even. But for whatever the reason, and I guess it's the right reason, it didn't happen. Because I am a great believer in the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. Although sometimes it can be disheartening, it can be discouraging when you put all of your eggs into a basket. Sure, I was thinking about this actually yesterday. We all make mistakes. There are things that I wish I hadn't done in the most recent event, the most recent relationship that I had. But I think that what I gave to it was something that was stronger than anything. But that's my way of looking at it. I'm not in the other person's shoes or in her mind. So whatever she may think was the problem that makes it difficult to stay in the relationship may been more grave than mine. And I wonder how often you run into that when you have, because you're counseling people too. Not only are you putting people together, but you're helping people stay together, are you not?
Well, yes and no. My focus is more on the relationship. Even though people are coming to me to find the one or to fix the relationship that they're in, the focus that, and I'll give them tools to help them with that, but the most important relationship you have is with yourself.
Yes.
So it's, you know, sometimes people will focus, will go to like couples therapy and say like, hey, we want to stay together and help us stay together no matter what. But if that's not really in the highest good of both people, I mean, I'm not going to make that decision for you. You know, you're going to make that along the way. But what happens a lot of times in relationships is that, you know, some issues come up, and issues come up in every single relationship, and people don't know how to deal with them. They start blaming their partner, or they say they do this push and pull. They, you know, or people are codependent and very clingy. So there's, those issues are where I like to dive in and say, you know, why, let's examine why you're having the issues that you're having. And I'm going to help you look at the spiritual reasons of that. I'm going to help your soul grow. And then whatever happens with the relationship, you're going to become a better person from it, whether it stays, whether it goes, because that's, you know, the relationship came into your life as a teaching tool, as a healing tool. And most, you know, most of our society doesn't get that. They just look at it as black and white. You know, we're going to stay together no matter what, and that's a success, you know, and that's not necessarily true.
No, sometimes it's a horror show.
Exactly.
Loveguru.net, loveguru.net/ Matchmaker may be a place for you to go if you're looking for an alternative to the traditional matchmaking places, whether it may be you hire somebody to do it or you go online or whatever. This is something that we all, or most of us anyway, we're focused on it because in my case, I think I have a lot to share and a lot to give, and I don't particularly want to be alone. I think that sometimes you get to a point, I like being alone sometimes, but I also want companionship and a sort of a, I don't know if passion is the right word for it, but a partner. And I think that there are these circumstances that are different for everybody because we're all so different that you need to kind of, you have to figure out what your priorities are. And maybe working it through with someone like you is a great idea, talking it through. I'm Doug Steffen with a love guru. Blair is her name. She has written a book called Do You Know My Husband? That documents stories. You went looking and you found what you were looking for. What's the... Where does someone... I get this because it is truly, not national, but the international... It is the pursuit of humankind to find a mate. And so you're, the love guru, teacher, healer, medium, relationship expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This book helps us in how many different ways, Blair?
Well, the book is a really nice story that draws you in about how I went from working hard, looking for love everywhere, tried everything, nothing was working, feeling really frustrated. I ended up putting up a website that was supposed to be private just for friends and family to find the one for me, because I was really, that was the point that I was at. I was like, I can't do this. I need help. You guys just find him for me. And what happened was, right, within a couple of days, the website ended up going viral, which is still now a mystery on how that happened. But, you know, that's how the universe works.
Yep.
And it went viral, and within a few days, I had requests to be in the New York Times and MSNBC and CNN and all this stuff. And at first, I started working harder to find the one. And then within 2 months into my search, the universe stepped in and started showing me the way.
Yeah.
So that's what this book is about. Like, you're seeing in real time the realizations that I had, how I was shifting from feeling like I had to go to a singles event or look online to learning how to use my own power to attract the one to me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need a middleman. You know, most of us think that we have to go to a bar or go to a traditional matchmaker. That's how I'm different than a traditional matchmaker. I'm teaching you how to use your own power and how to work with the universe to draw love to you.
Well, I'm looking at this class that you have on Saturdays that you can attend. People can go listen in on the phone. They can go online, use their computer. It's called How to Marry a Rich Man or a Woman. That seems superficial to me and not really what you are all about, because this is the exact opposite. That's what so many people look for, and it ends up completely in failure. So how does this work, actually?
Right. And I love that you brought that up, because I understand on how that can be confusing for people. When we talk about money and love, it gets very jumbled up, and it's not one or the other. It's not one or the other. I come from the belief of working with the universe and teaching you we're going to talk about manifestation principles on how you can attract love. And we're going to include, if you want to, how to attract a man or a woman with money as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very acceptable in our society to say, oh, I want a mate who's good looking. But when you say I want a mate with, you know, it's taboo. And I want a mate with money. I mean, do you want a rich man or you want a poor man? I mean, think of how ridiculous that would be if you walked around saying that you wanted to marry a poor woman.
Yeah. Well, but what about marrying for love, whether it is rich or poor? Isn't that, I mean, am I being too idealistic? Am I being simplistic here? Because it's never been a factor in reality for me. You know, it's always nice to have, I don't want dependents. I've had people that have been attracted to me because I have a few bucks, and I don't want that. I'm not interested in in going down the street and having somebody who's a dependent. So am I holding the wrong thought?
Well, let me just expand that a little bit, because that's what comes up for a lot of people. How about it's all of it? What if you can have, you know, most people look at it as like, oh, I just want love. Well, what if you can have a good looking partner who is smart, who has money? And this is for you to look for, you know, also you can be open to it. Like that's what you can put on your list to attract.
I had that in my last relationship and it didn't work in the long term. So I must have, there's something that was missing for sure. Because she had all of those things.
And yeah, come see me. I'll help you.
Okay, well, so there you go. That's it in a nutshell. All right, so loveguru.net is one place to stop. Do you know myhusband.com? Sounds to me like you got a lot of very interesting tools here to be used by people, and it is. I'm interested in finding the spiritual way to attract somebody. I think it doesn't work unless there is spirit involved. No mistakes. Understand how to make it work. So maybe the Love Guru is for you. Blair, thank you for being here. This is very instructive.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life, because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my, it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Our continuation of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help. That's the whole idea behind Well, it's actually the whole idea behind my entire radio career, which spans 53 years now, being on the air. I think that what happens oftentimes is we lose sight of our whatever our goal is in life and whatever our destiny is in life. Sometimes we don't have the right kind of help. So you look for, or it finds you, all things come to you because they're supposed to. And I think that's when I reflect on my friendship with Uri Geller. That's really where it comes from. A point of, I find with him, though I get a lot more out of him than he gets out of me. And I don't know, that's not bad. It just is the way it is. Uri is started out sort of as a paranormalist motivator. I think that's his real strength in life. These days, after his career, he and I are the same age. We've been doing what we do for the same period of time. And I think, Uri, when you reflect back over all the years of your motivating people, I guess I think about you, and I was thinking about this over the weekend. You got where you are because of where you were. Does that sound confusing? But you started at a place. And what you became, you took advantage of an opportunity for success that was right there. And when people realize what is in front of them, they become more successful. Instead of reaching for something that isn't you, if you realize what your passions are and what you're good at, then you use that and the money comes. Yes?
Hey, Doc, come on. We're talking about motivation now. Look what Donald Trump did. There'll be a peace signing very soon with South Korea and North Korea. Trump is going to meet, Un. And hopefully this will be an amazing example towards maybe, hopefully, getting Iran to come to terms that Israel exists and we need to do or create some type of a peaceful gesture. This is an important day today, simply because of the news, worldwide news, and call it motivation, call it leadership, call it amazing charisma that Trump has. Apologies to all the Trump haters, but just listen to me or close the radio. I think that we are at a major, major turning point. Yesterday, there were big explosions in Syria. Someone destroyed 200 missiles that had the ballistic power to reach any point in Israel and beyond. So, you know, I think that peace is kind of around the corner. And I want to know what you think, Doug.
Well, I think one of the things, I don't want there to be any assumptions. People who are listening to this program for the first time, Uri Geller and I have been friends for over 25 years. I have found him to be an amazing person in many different ways, how he affects people. He lives in Israel now. When I first met Uri, he was living in England. He started his career living in America, even though he is native to Israel, has moved back to his home country. There was a lot of stuff, natural and otherwise. There was a big flood in Israel over the weekend, wasn't there? A lot of people lost their lives. I found that interesting because it's not what you would think of as a problem in Israel. There are problems between the Palestinians and the rest of the people in the Middle East, but there are not natural disasters that you hear much about in Israel, Uri.
Yeah, there are natural disasters. You know, one young, you call him a motivator, he led a team of teenagers into a valley where there were huge floodings, and sadly, I think 10 young kids lost their lives. But, you know, today with the internet and the telephones, and look, I'm standing now in Ben Sion Boulevard. Shippy just took a picture of me and emailed it to you. So if you look at your email, you'll see
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. I find it every once in a while. Shippy, who is Uri's brother-in-law and his manager, been working with him all his career, when they're out together, which they're both of them are inseparable, when Uri's on with me, he takes a picture of him. And it's really so. What we need to do is post them on our websites to just give people your website, my website, just to sort of bring us together. This is the humanity of all of this is that we are so close. And to argue and fuss and fight when we are so close, it seems so silly, Uri.
Exactly. But going back to finish my sentence about the tragedy with the flooding and 10 lives lost, is in today's day and age, we're so communicated with each other. I mean, we've got everything, yet some stupid decisions of young kids who want to go to the army, and they think, oh, flooding will get wet a little, but we'll be able to get through everything and anything. So these tragedies happen, natural catastrophes happen, mechanical, airplanes still crash, the earthquakes still exist. I just read 2 weeks ago that California is in for the big one. They're claiming, scientists are claiming that an 8.9 or to 9.5 on the Richter scale is going to hit California. Mm-hmm. And people kind of take it easy. Ah, it's not going to happen in my lifetime and so on. But you never know. So with all the advanced technology that we have, we still cannot fully, we are far away from fully controlling force majeure, which is the power of nature. And I think that all of us will agree to.
One of the things that I've learned from you, because you're so focused on how you help people, is that those who want to be successful need to have a clear idea of what the goal is and move toward it. I think you've faced many difficult problems in your life, as we all do, and you've figured out how to handle them sort of one at a time. And that goes for anything, whether it's a natural disaster as we're discussing here, or whether it's something going on in your personal life. You can make something happen if you focus on it. And that's what you're saying Trump has done in a way that, you know, there's a lot of focus on him and his ability to make things happen. And you've pointed out something that's a strong positive in that direction.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, talking about North Korea and South Korea, I remember that I won't mention the date or the time, but I was flown to the military zone by an American Army helicopter with a high-ranking officer, and they asked me to look for hidden tunnels. So I doused for hidden tunnels. But that's for another day conversation. It's quite extraordinary what I discovered there. So look, lots of love to you all. A big hug from Israel, from Tel Aviv, from Hannah too. My wife is here, and we'll speak next week.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at the picture of Hannah being next to you, you sitting on the bench. Give her a hug for me, all right? The two of you.
I will. She can hear
a couple of characters. All right, take good care, Uri. Uri Geller, here on Your Hidden Power. Enjoy the connection now between you and Maria Francesca Trilogy. Maria is our astrological beacon on this program. She's available for contact at smbworks at earthlink.net. She's got a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work. Our focus the last couple of weeks has been the partnership between Meghan and the Prince. So now it's getting close to the day. What about the day itself? Do you have any idea whether they have astrological connections? Do they have an advisor that might be good? Is that why they picked this day?
I would think that it had something to do with it. Not that I know specifically all the details, but, you know, throughout history, astrology was used as the landmark or a focus when an important event was taking place. So the couple is confirmed to be wed on May the 19th, where the moon is going to be traveling through what we call the sentimental sign of Cancer. What is interesting is that William and Harry's mother, Princess was a Cancer. That Camilla, who is now the wife of Prince Charles, is a Cancer. William is a Cancer, and Meghan's rising sign is Cancer. So when you look at all of that, plus the fact that the wedding is taking place in the season of Taurus, and that is part of the makeup of Harry, all of this combined together is going to make it quite a day of sweetness, a day of romance, a day where people are going to feel very much in their heart, because Cancer is the mother of the zodiac. Cancer is a water sign. Cancer is quite the emotional sign. So it's interesting that all of that would be part of this beautiful event.
Water signs are typically very sensitive, speaking as one who is. Those of you who want a good reading as we get into springtime, head towards summertime, the favorite time of the year for lots of people. If you want some open, information about where everything is going to go for you this summer, contact Maria at smbworks at earthlink.net. All right, so I asked you the meaning of Venus, the planet of love and happiness in all of this, the royal wedding taking place on the 19th, the 19th, which is 2 weeks from this weekend.
Yes.
And what that means, it's a good time. How are they emotionally? And what does the influence of Venus have on them or for them emotionally, Maria?
Well, you know, there are certain signs that we call are under the rulership of Venus. So if you are a Libra, the planet that is under your rulership or influence is Venus. Venus is the, you know, the goddess of love and beauty and harmony and peace. And so there are two signs that are under the rulership of Venus. One is the sign of Taurus.
Yeah.
And one is the sign of Libra. So when you take both of these people and you look at their even their moon signs.
Really?
His moon is in Taurus. Harry's moon is in Taurus. Megan's moon is in Libra. Both of those are already ruled by the planet Venus.
Mm-hmm.
So together, that was the main attraction. You know, the moon is one of the main attractions that astrologers look at with regards to compatibility in couples. So if the moon is compatible, then they will be emotionally compatible. The Venus signs are more how they will relate in their love relationship and well, we'll just say it, you know, there will be this sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at Venus, we want to go further than that and look at how they will, how their moon signs will connect. So in as far as their Venus signs are concerned, he has Venus in Libra. She has Venus in Virgo. So there's what I call a friendship there. These mm-hmm. two people are very much attracted to each other.
Isn't it amazing?
They were attracted from the beginning, from the immediate connection between them. And now it will be how they will enjoy each other privately. And their communication style and being able to be open, you know, openly communicative, and how they're going to be able to be in the public eye, you know, the diplomacy and the charm and the ease that they have together, they will be able to then keep that connection going when they are in private. That is going to be known as we move on, you know, when we see people that have been married. If you talk to anyone, honestly, I would like to write my next book about couples who have been together for, you know, 40 years or 50 years. Or if you look at the Bushes, 73 years they were married.
Uh-huh.
When you think about that, what was the defining factor that kept these couples together for that long of a time?
What was it?
And it was their friendship.
Mm-hmm. Got to be friends.
Yes, you have to be friends. You have to be able to communicate. You have to trust each other to the ultimate. You know, there has to be a basic trust and a basic liking of and respect for who the other person is. I think that's very critical.
Yeah. All right. Respect and love. That's what it's about. So there you have it. The prognosis of what's ahead for the royals as they get married. Thank you very much. That was great information. Maria Francesca Trilogy at SMBWorks at earthlink.net.